everybody. Welcome to Night Coop.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to be here too.
How was your day?
It was busy and exhausting and tiring, but I think it might actually make me funnier.
That's great. Yeah. You got a hair on your mic. Ugh. Hate to see it.
Oh my God, you got something in your tooth.
I got something in my tooth?
A piece of pepper or something. Nope. Nope. Over here.
Over here?
No. That guy. Oh, you got it.
I got it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Look at that, huh?
You ever work together?
Didn't even have to use the earring like I had been doing.
Well, I don't know what you would have done with one of those
little guys. I know.
How that would have gone.
I know. I've been trying to...
Would you ever, if they were able to drill a hole in one of your teeth and do a piercing, would you do it?
No.
Why?
Because stuff gets caught in there already.
Why not?
No.
Holly, put a hole in your tooth.
No. I wouldn't even do one of the gems. The gems, to me, I'm always like, you got... Oh, no, you don't.
The gem, here's the thing.
What the fuck happened to me?
I don't know. Kelly's got a scrape.
I got a scrape on my arm.
Kelly's got a scrape. Do you need a Band-Aid?
No.
Oh.
Go ahead. Your eyes, you look a little bloodshot. You do? Is it just from being exhausted?
I think I'm just tired.
Wow.
I think I'm just tired, and I think that this eye in particular... I need to change the contact.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think that's what's... Because that's the one that's a little red, right?
Yeah, it's a little more red than the other one.
Yeah, I think it's the contact.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, so I'll be putting on my glasses later. But for now, you can all think I'm high off my ass. Which I am not. I am not that.
One thing about me...
Stop it. I am not high off my ass.
You quit these rumors.
Today's topic
is dating.
Yes.
That's what we went with. I'm excited for this topic because I got ramped up.
Yeah, I got a little revved up.
I don't even date. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it just threw me back.
Mm-mm-mm. Dating is very interesting in that
it's awful.
It's so bad. Dating is so bad.
Well, yeah, because it's like hey, let's get together over coffee and figure out if you're going to be with me for the rest of my life.
And chances are probably not.
Probably not.
I do think a lot of people settle. I think a lot of people...
Of course people settle.
People settle like crazy.
Especially in towns where it's like a small town and you're like, there aren't that many people left.
Yeah. But, when you're in a big city and you're going on, dates, you have the opportunity to be a little bit more picky. But the problem is that also will leave you a little bit more miserable for a little bit longer of a time.
Yes.
Dating is horrible.
I
have no interest in doing it. When I have to do it, I hate it.
You know what's interesting is that some people do like dating, though.
I know they do.
Some people like going on dates. Oh, we had a great time. Maybe we hooked up, maybe we didn't, maybe I won't see them again.
You either want me or you don't.
But that's a frame of mind that you have. Some people aren't like that.
That's true.
Some people are like, oh, we had a great time, but nothing serious, and that's fine. I don't want anything serious out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other people, it's like, we're in this for a reason. What do you have marker on your...
Sharpie?
Sharpie, yeah.
I was moving fast in the industry today.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was moving too quick and I got Sharpie on my hand. Mm, you ever move too fast and you get Sharpie on your hand? It's like this.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyways.
Anyway.
So for this or that, let's see here. I have, you go on a date with somebody, you're dating them. You're not in a relationship yet.
Okay.
What do you prefer? That they're bad at texting back? Or they send way too long of text messages. Both of these are bad.
I had a very similar one, so I want to tell you what mine was, and maybe we can just discuss this.
Okay, let's discuss.
Mine was dry texter or too much talking.
I see what you're saying.
So essentially the same type of thing. Do we want less or do we want more?
The less makes me want more.
Yes. But the more.
The more.
Makes me want less.
Makes me want less, but it makes me, disgusted.
It creeps me out.
It creeps. I'm like,
why are you this available?
Why are you sending me a novel? Now, some people would be like, look at how communicative he is. Like, look at how much information he's giving me. He's so transparent. I don't need to know.
I don't need to know
a lot of things.
I don't.
I would rather you be more distant and the conversation and in person be amazing. Yes. And whatever.
Yes.
But the idea of you sending me a novel and me waking up and having to read the novel.
Do you have to tell me something or not? The time we spend together in person, that is the time to tell me the things you don't have to tell me.
Yes, we don't need to be, but you know what, when you're like, I don't know, when you're in high school, it's like, let's text about everything. I want to know. Now it's like, I don't need to know what show you're watching
and
right now.
I'm going to give you a clear sign in the pre-relationship, just the dating phase, that it's not going to work out. Do you know what the sign is? Do you want to know what the sign is?
What?
When it's once or twice a day you get a text that's like a paragraph and a half long. It is not going to work out. It is not going to work out.
Wait, from you? You're saying that you send?
No, I'm saying in general. If it's like a, how has your day been? And somebody sends like a long message that's just very like clear cut. Well, I went to work. Then I went to the gym. This relationship is not going to work out.
Mm.
I know it for a fact.
Really?
People can fact check me. I really, it's one of those things where, because if you have like left it alone all day, mm-hmm, and that person is assuming that all they need to do to get you to really like shut up and leave them alone again is if they send you one long message. I guarantee it.
I see what you're saying.
If they give a summary of the whole day, don't you dare give me a don't give me a
We're supposed to do a back and forth.
We're supposed to do a back and forth.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Because, okay. And I also, to be honest with you, I hate responding to those messages. The messages where
I gotta break it down.
Yes, now I have to respond to each portion of it.
Like, we're not emailing.
Exactly. I don't want to email you. And if we want to talk, like, beyond, and we don't get to see each other, just call me.
If a man came up to you at a bar and said, I hate texting, but I love email, would that totally throw you off? Or would you be like, I am slightly intrigued?
I'm not intrigued. I'm pissed.
I'm
pissed.
Oh.
You're into email? I hate sending emails.
I'm very good at it. I hate sending emails too.
Yeah.
I hate sending emails. And I've almost gotten more relaxed with email than I probably should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, you could have texted me. Everyone has my phone number.
Everybody has the phone number.
Yeah, yes. Email used to be big, you know, you've got mail.
Yes. I think overall, though, I am going dry texter. I'm going dry text. Less is more, honey.
Yes, I agree with you.
Less is more.
Okay. Bowling or mini golf for a date? I know my answer.
I'm going bowling.
I'm going bowling because there are never bars at mini golf. That's the ticket. That's the ticket. And also, I don't want you to see me bending over, picking up the ball over and over again.
Yes. And here's the thing, too, is that with bowling, I can have fun and not get too competitive. Mini golf, I get very competitive.
You do get competitive at mini golf. Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I think it's because I really think I can be good at mini golf. And with bowling, I'm kind of like, I know I'm hit or miss, but I can have really good rounds of mini golf and really horrible rounds.
I always have fun at bowling. I do not always have fun at mini golf.
I agree with this.
Because I get annoyed.
I also, here's the other thing. Hmm. Pacing of the mini golf
is awful.
Awful.
Mini golf pacing is horrible.
It's horrible.
Especially when you get stuck behind like a 5-6 person family.
Yes.
Or someone's behind you and they're rapid. I mean, they're yes. you know, they're really going yes. through it.
I'm depending on other people to play the game at the speed I yes. want to play.
Yes.
Horrible.
Horrible. And this goes back to last week's episode. If you guys listen, now we're outside. Now we're outside.
Here's the other thing. If it's not your turn at bowling, and let's say you're with a large group who's taking their time, what do you get to do? Sit.
You get to sit.
You get to sit.
You get to have fries.
You get to have fries. You get to drink. You get to sit.
Bowling, you got the bar, you got the arcade, you got billiards sometimes.
You got other things to do when it's not your time to bowl.
Yes. Mini golf. You're sitting there. You're sitting watching everybody
with the sun on you, with the sun on your back. You're getting sunburnt. You're getting sunburnt
watching a grown man play putt-putt.
And you don't have the time. You don't have the time to go run and do something else.
No, because you never know. He might sink it on the next one.
And here's the other thing is that after you do that one hole, you gotta go to the next one. You gotta right. go to there's, the next
there's
hole.
There's no relaxing. There's no, we're taking a break on the bench.
No.
And it, realistically, a round of mini golf shouldn't take you more than 30 minutes.
No.
Now it's 30 minutes. What happened to the date? I mean.
And here's the other thing, too. Guess what? When you go bowling, you get 2 tries. And then it's not your turn anymore.
We're keeping it moving.
Mini golf, you go with some motherfucker who's got no Gross. Shot in hell.
Oh, my
and
God.
And they're doing 6 every time. 6 tries every time?
You want to know what I think? You know what I think? Is there is nothing less attractive in a man than when he can't do tiny sports. When you can't do a tiny
you
sport.
You can't do a tiny sport?
You can't do a tiny... I can do a tiny sport.
I can do a tiny sport.
Don't make me emasculate you.
Yeah.
Because you can't do the tiny sport.
Yes.
I don't even like the idea of going on a date with another girl and she's not good at tiny sports.
Yes. Agreed. You're going to piss me off.
You're going to piss me
6
off.
6 every hole. 6 every hole.
You know what? You know why? Because to me, I go, you're not really trying.
You're not trying.
Yeah, there's what no you way you're
not. You're trying just, your best.
And you're getting 6
you're
on every hole.
You're maxing out every hole.
Because now I go, oh, you're stupid. Oh, you're stupid. You couldn't figure out mini golf.
Or you're not taking it seriously.
And I'm taking it seriously.
I paid to do this. I paid to be here. I paid to be standing in the hot sun waiting for the family of 5 to finish in front of me, and you're not taking it seriously.
I can't believe that you and I enjoy anything ever with the way that we get pissed off so
quickly. You want to know why my eyes are bloodshot?
Kel?
Because I have to deal with this bullshit all day long where I can't enjoy anything because people don't understand how the world works. They don't understand how the world works.
They don't understand how the world works. What's your next one?
Oh, my God. Going surfing on a first date.
Kill you. Okay.
Or going horseback riding. Oh, so bad.
Okay.
I'm getting on the horse.
I'm getting on the horse. Get me out of the water. Why am I in the water?
You are going to make me look like I'm drowning on our first date.
I'm going to get on the horse, okay?
I'm pissed about it.
I'm going to get on the horse. I'm not happy about it. And my thighs are going to hurt like a bitch afterwards.
And let me tell you, I am holding the thing by the neck, okay? I am leaned over.
I'm gripping it like I'm on a mechanical bull, okay? There's going to be no grace here. You're not going to get your little equestrian slut that you're looking for, okay?
There is no option here where I get the second date.
No. You're either going to watch me nearly drown.
Yes.
Or you're going to watch me
bend over on this horse, trying to ride it and not fart the entire time, okay? That's what you're getting.
I'm very allergic to horses. Okay, so now I'm gripping the horse. I'm sneezing on the horse.
I got hives on the horse.
All because I didn't want to get on the surfboard. All because you said let's go on a date, and now you're inviting me to an activity where I don't wear any makeup.
This is something, and this is also something where it's not safe. That's that's not safe. Taking me surfing on a first date? Who are you? You're not an instructor, are you? And I'm not going on a date with a surfing instructor. That's not somebody who I end up marrying.
No.
The surfing instructor?
You know, I went on a date once with a guy who was like, yeah, I like to surf. And I go, buddy, we're never going to work this out.
This is never good. You eat pineapple.
You eat pineapple. I drink a pineapple White Claw.
We're different.
We're different. Yes, no. I absolutely go with the horse.
I go with the horse, but I don't want to go to either. Honestly, I'm probably canceling 45 minutes beforehand.
Oh, what are we even talking about? We're not going on these dates.
I'm not even seeing the horse.
We're not.
I don't even get to see the horse.
Well, and not on my brain. Like, no offense, but this is a waste of your money.
This is a waste. Oh, you better be paying for it. I'm not paying to
ride. I'm not paying to get on a horse. Okay. Meet their siblings first or their friends first? You're dating a person, they say, I'm very close with my siblings, or do you want to meet some of my friends?
Friends.
You go friends?
I go friends.
No, I go family. I need to know what's going on here. Because the friends, you can get over the friends. But if the family, and they're like obsessed with the family, and their family sucks, that's bad. So I need to know for data.
I would rather ease into it and go friends.
Yeah.
I just would rather do that. I think about it and I go, I'm probably going to be spending more time with the friends than the family.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
For my lifestyle, at least.
That's fair. I just feel like the friends I can always kind of win over.
That's fair.
The family, that's a tougher one.
They're tougher,
and I'm like, let's just get this out of the way.
I hate having.
I don't want you to smell the fear on me.
I hate having to win over a family.
It's bad.
I rarely win them over.
I do okay, but I take time.
I do okay.
I'm not warm and fuzzy with the family because I'm like, I feel like
I am not warm and fuzzy with families. You're still a family.
I mean,
now I'm warm and fuzzy with Bruce's family because we've been together for so long. I feel like they're my family.
Yeah. But it's like, I mean, I dated a guy for a minute and his mom was always like, I'm the funniest woman he knows. And I was like, are we doing this right now?
She looked like she was made out of wood.
Yeah, she looked like you know that? The what's her face in Chicken Run.
Oh, yeah. Pie lady.
Yeah, pie lady. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Guy who pays for the meal or guy who wants to see you again? What do you prefer, a second date or a free meal?
Free meal, man.
Me too.
Free meal.
Okay, I don't see you again.
Because
to be honest, I would be so pissed if I went to dinner with a guy on a first date and he said to split it. Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't really want to see you again. If you can't afford to take me out to a first date or whatever, and I get that people are like, well, women wanted equality and whatever, and not in this part of it, okay? Okay.
I didn't ask for anything.
To be clear. I think that women, there are different types of exchanges.
Okay? There are.
Unsaid exchanges.
Yes.
You pay for dinner, maybe I work a little harder in some areas. Okay? You don't pay for dinner, I'm going to sleep. What do you think about that? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not paying half the bill and sucking dick, okay? That's
no. Oh, No.
And some of you might go, is this prostitution? It is not.
It's not. But if you expect me to pay for half the meal, all you're getting is a little light pass over the pant, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. There's this thing above all, above feminism and above whatever. It's called tradesies. You pay for the meal, and I put it down. Yeah, I go for the guy that pays.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
and peacock, Mary Kill.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Cupid. Farmers only, Christian mingle. What do you do? Because I could have gone the classic three. Hinge, Tinder, Bumble. Boring. Did you do that? Okay. Is that what you did? All right. Well. Let's do yours first because it is not as exciting. So, all right. Hinge, Tinder, Bumble. Great time to check your messages.
Sorry.
Okay. Tinder, I'm killing.
No.
No?
No.
What do you mean?
Bumble is dead.
Oh, Bumble we kill.
Bumble I kill.
You know what? I don't like Bumble. I don't want you a message first.
Neither do I. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm playing hard to get. How am I going to play hard to get if you're telling me right out the gate I got to be the one to message somebody?
Well, here's the deal too, okay? So obviously we all know, maybe we don't all know that I am a bisexual woman, okay? Even if it's a masculine woman who is I want her to message me first.
Yes.
I'm the lady. I'm the lady. You to me.
I don't like it. I don't like messaging some. You know what the thing is too? Is that you could be on Bumble. Okay? You could be on Bumble and the guy you meet knows that you're on Bumble. And then 5 years down the line, 5 years down the fucking line, somebody's gonna ask, how did you guys meet? And he's gonna say, well, she messaged me on Bumble.
I couldn't live with that.
He's going to use it any chance he can get to make it clear that you were the one who pursued him.
Yes.
I won't give anybody that.
No.
No, you're also, not slick.
I'll admit this. I don't have an opening line. I don't have an opening line.
Neither do I. I don't know how to hit on somebody. Hi. How are you?
Good evening. Hello.
Also, the people on dating apps are so boring. I'm sorry. They're boring. A lot of you are.
That's the problem. No one knows how to start just a random conversation, which they shouldn't know how to do. At a bar, you would mingle over something happening at the bar. Mm-hmm. There's no basis. There's no basis for you to pull from. So you just have to be like, hey, I liked your picture.
That's it. Kind of hot.
Whereas at a bar, you could be like, that person's fucking annoying, huh? Everything good starts with talking shit.
Yes. Agreed. Yes. Agreed. That's how we have peace in this world, is yes. by having war.
So we kill Bumble, we bacock Tinder and Mary Hinge? Is that the deal?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tinder is for bacocking. That's what it's for.
Yes. Okay. Okay, Cupid, Farmers Only, Christian Mingle.
I am killing Okay, Cupid.
Really?
Yep.
I am also going to kill OkCupid because
OkCupid is disgusting.
OkCupid is where the furries are.
Yes. OkCupid is so fucking gnarly.
OkCupid is
every sentence
actually
OkCupid.
A dating app for everyone who goes to GameStop.
It really is.
It is a terrifying website. I don't doubt that people can find love there.
Yes.
I do think they can, but I am not one of those people.
I'm not one of them either. It is entirely made for a certain population of people.
Yes.
Who have expanded their, it's, you know what it is? It's after you've already gone through all of your resources saying, I might as well just try this.
I had an OkCupid in college because I would wake up and get 70 messages a day. And that felt good.
It's yes. It would be a confidence boost for somebody like you or myself.
But I never responded.
No, because you looked at it and you just go, look at all these messages of people finding me attractive.
That was really it?
Yeah. That was partly the reason why I had Tinder at one point. I had so many matches. I had an unbelievable amount of matches, and it just felt good to know I am an appealing person to the majority of folks.
Now, I haven't been on an app in a minute. I don't know how appealing anyone would find me now.
I think people would find
you
beautiful.
Sure, but for different reasons.
Sure.
I'm going to marry farmers only and becaw Christian Mingle.
Yes.
Marry a farmer.
I'm going to becaw Christian Mingle out of spite for the concept.
I like that. Yeah, because the idea of waiting until marriage, but you'd be like,
No, 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 no.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I have a what the cluck.
I have a what the cluck as well.
Okay. First date and you want to go hiking?
Why do you want to see me sweat?
What the cluck are you thinking? What the cluck are you thinking? I can't get to know you while I'm hiking.
Yes.
I'm sweating.
I'm trying to breathe.
I have shin splints.
I'm trying to breathe.
I'm trying to not break my ankle on a rock.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know you. I don't know you.
I don't want to go in the woods with you.
No. I don't trust you.
Yeah. Like, I think that people think that hiking is a cute date.
It's a cute way to get fucking axed.
Yes. And it's cheap.
And it's cheap. Everything about that, he doesn't have to spend a dime on you, you fucking fool. Going up into the mountain with him.
Yeah, I mean, really.
You bring your own water bottle. You think he brought you a water bottle?
He didn't bring you a water bottle.
He didn't bring you shit.
He showed up to the hike and goes, "Where's your water bottle? You didn't bring one."
You didn't bring one?
That's what he says.
That's what he says to you. Mm-hmm. That's what he says to you. He expects you to look all cute in hiking gear, ready to go on a hike with him, where you don't even have to talk to him that much because you're doing an activity where you have to climb. Okay? He doesn't like you. He doesn't care about you. He hates you.
Yeah, I mean,
Don't go to that.
I got a message. Sit up straight.
I'm going to hurt my back.
You're going to hurt your back. I once got a long, long, one of those long, long messages from a guy.
How long?
Long. Okay? And he was like, "Oh, I love hiking. I love to take you on a hike."
Fuck off.
And I've never literally dried up.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
I would love to take you on a hike. You're not taking me anywhere. Are you carrying me?
I'm taking myself on the hike.
It's my legs and I'm using them the whole time, yes. Jackass.
And if you think that I'm going to want to touch you after this, now that I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, out of your mind.
Even now, like when Bruce is like, "You want to go on a hike?" That's not a date.
No.
That's, hey, you want to work out? You want to go work out? Go on a hike? Yeah. Yeah. Not for me. Go ahead.
I want to talk about a what the cluck of a scenario that I had when I was in Portland. And I went on a date with a guy who showed up after he had been playing pickleball in a t-shirt and basketball shorts and was carrying a tote bag.
I remember this story because I said, "You can't be for real."
I showed up in jeans and a nice top and heels to go to. We were going to a bar. And he showed up looking like that. And I immediately was like, "This is not going to go anywhere. You are not going to." And I paid for the drinks because I said, "You know what?
It's a city of bums.
You're most likely a bum." And then when I talked to him, he was a bum. Okay.
Of course. He just got done playing pickleball.
He was a fucking bum. And he was like, "Do you want me to pay for it?" I was like, "I already got it. Like, I already paid for it." And there is a thing too, is that like I didn't have money, right? I didn't have money. I was broke like all the time. There's a difference between being broke and being a bum, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a difference between somebody who's working 42 hours a week and is still barely scraping by during the pandemic. That is different from somebody who says, "I'm only going to do dishwashing at a gig for 2 days, 4 hours each day out of the week." That's a fucking bomb.
Yes.
Those are two different things.
Yes. And you know, I feel like men really do hate it when women criticize, call them losers, bums, all those things, blah, blah, blah. But women are getting so much better at becoming masters of everything, mm-hmm. having a job, having kids, still having like doing self-care, like going to the gym, whatever. We have been working so hard at doing it all, and I feel like men are on the decline.
Yeah.
Are they on the decline? What is happening?
It's like they are saying, it's like they want the power and the kind of respect that they originally had, but they also don't want the toxic masculinity of like, you have to do so much.
And maybe it's like do a little.
You can't have your fucking cake and eat it too. obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have any power in the world if you don't do anything. Eventually, you're going to get called a bum by a woman who works her ass off.
I mean, most women that I know work their asses off.
Yes.
And then a lot of the men that I know do not at all.
Don't.
But at the same time, like, I also think that you and I have lived in cities where that is okay.
Yes.
Because
yes,
Texas,
is
it's not
true.
Like that.
Texas is not like that. Midwest, I don't
think
it's like that.
Connecticut is not like that.
Connecticut is not like that.
It's really these hyper liberal cities, really.
Yeah, where a lot of the men are kind of bums.
Yeah. It's weird.
Thanks.
I've got beef. Do you have beef?
I've got beef as well.
Did you already do your what the clock?
That was my what the clock.
Yes.
Was that
yes,
I
yes,
just
yes.
didn't understand. I don't understand how you show up to a date and you look like that. And
I also, I'm so sorry. I don't like a tote bag on a guy. Like, one of my really good friends, Max, he always has a tote bag and it works for him barely.
He does?
Yes. He always wears one of those little totes.
Spinelli?
Yes.
The fuck are you doing, man?
Well, because he's like, I got all these things that I carry around with me. Got all these things.
What about a backpack?
What about a backpack?
What about a backpack?
I know. No, he likes a tote bag. Okay. I don't know. We're making fun of your ass.
You going to the farmer's market?
Yeah, I mean,
fucking
come on.
Idiot.
All right. I looked at this list online because I said, what are the common dating things that people do in LA? You know, what's common? And it was giving suggestions. The suggestion of take a drive. If you tell me that for your date idea with moi is to take a drive, I'm not going.
I'm not going.
A drive gets me from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I know people are like, it's about the journey, not a destination. Have you been in a Prius?
No.
It's about the destination. Okay?
I don't find it fun to sit in the car.
Me neither. It's anxiety ridden for me because I'm like, there's traffic, there's people.
There's traffic. This is, why am I putting myself at risk to be in the car with you, somebody who I don't know driving a car?
And let's,
why do people trust people with driving so much?
I don't know. I was in the back seat the other day of this big, we're in this big Suburban, and I watch people as I was sitting in the back seat. The amount of people that are just down looking at their phones is terrifying. I cannot believe we're not crashing into each other all the time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But also, the taking the drive of like, oh, this is fun. You're burning my gas.
Yes.
You're burning my gas. Fossil fuels. You're killing the planet to take a drive.
I just don't. I've never liked being in the car like that.
Me neither.
And I don't understand when people do enjoy it, to be honest. Mm-mm. Unless you're by yourself and you need to take a drive and listen to music.
That I understand.
That I understand. But in the car with somebody else?
Yeah. No. Like when people are like, oh, we did a date where we drove around and we got fast food. I'm like, that sounds horrible.
That sounds awful.
I would so much rather you be like, hey, it's date night. I know we're on a tight budget. Let's cook food at home and watch a movie on the couch. Easy.
Cars aren't comfortable like that.
No. No.
Cars are not comfortable like that.
No. No. And on this list, they also suggested going to an improv show. Guys, can I just put something in print? The only people that like improv that are out of college are other improvisers.
That's it.
No one else is going to this.
Nobody wants to see it.
Nobody
and
wants to see this.
If people are going to see it, that's because they love you.
They love you. And they heard, oh, you got to go and do this. But everyone walks away saying the same thing. Yeah, we went to an improv show once.
Yes. Nobody's. Never there's again, not a lot of repeat customers at the old improv show.
Nope. Nope. Because it's even after you go to the improv show, unless someone else was there at the improv show,
mm-hmm.
no one else will ever see that show.
No.
It's not like a TV show or a movie.
Yeah.
No one gives
you can't
a shit
talk
about what
it
you're saying
with anybody.
No.
No.
No. Enough. This was my main point. enough with the nonsense.
Enough with the nonsense.
Dinner and a movie.
Dinner and a movie.
Dinner and a movie and call it. It's tale as old as time.
Dinner and a bar.
Dinner and a bar even. Keep it simple.
You could even take me bowling.
You could even... Bowling, absolutely. All right, go ahead.
My We've Got Beef with dating. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you? You're sitting in front of me. There's 20-something. There's 30 years. I don't know you.
I don't know you.
I don't know you.
I know nothing about you.
I know nothing about you, and you're sitting in front of me like this? And why am I signing up for this?
Why am I doing this? Why am I eating a meal with you?
I don't know who you've been or why, for what?
Yeah, there's so many unknowns.
There's so many unknowns that I will never know, and I have to just accept the things that I will never know. I don't know who you were when you were in high school. I don't know who you were to kids when you were, 7 years old. You might be a total... Everybody in your hometown thinks you're a fucking prick,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and this is the problem with dating to begin with, is that you go into it knowing that a romantic relationship or whatever that is mm-hmm. what the goal is. Mm-hmm. When you're just becoming friends with someone, you're learning who they actually are.
Yes, yes.
And nobody's then
putting on a real show.
Yes.
Yes, it's either we click or we don't.
Right.
But when there is sex involved.
People are fraudulent.
Fraudulent, fake, bad. They're bad to one another.
Yeah.
Right out the gate.
Yep.
Liars, cheaters, scammers, scum.
I mean, yeah, yeah. They're lying to you. They know what you want to hear.
Yes.
They're going to say whatever it takes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my beef with dating.
Who the fuck
is this person sitting in front of me?
You'll never know.
I'll never know.
I mean, I've been with the same guy for almost 6 years. I don't know.
I don't know him, and he lives in my house.
Sometimes I learn things about him, and I go, you did what? You did what? And I mean, I'm sure he looks at me and is like, what the fuck are you talking about for certain things?
Yeah.
But with a guy, it's always a little different.
With a guy, it's always like, oh, brother, aren't you just like the rest of them?
Well, it's always just, what kind of secrets do you have?
Why
are you so broken? What is it?
Yeah. And it all just kind of comes out sporadically. And
I'm a bad person because my grandma died in 2008.
Oh, I'm just such a bad person.
Oh, you don't want to be with me. I'm horrible. I'm horrible. No one ever wants to be with me. Yeah. You got Hannah's open mic?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I have like a Broadway monologue.
Okay.
Type of thing.
Go ahead.
I don't understand why he hasn't called me back. The date went so well, and his personality meshed with mine like you wouldn't believe. I got in the car and he said, "Wanna smash?" And I was like, "Don't you have to take me to dinner first?" Ugh. And he said, "Both of us don't have to do anything," which I said, "Great point." So we had sex right outside the Dunkin' Donuts in his car, which I think is fine because Dunkin' was closed. So it's not as though people saw us. Anyway, So he asked if I liked him. And I was like, of course. We've been talking nonstop for like 48 hours. And he said, "Oh, I'm not really emotional like that." Which I said, totally fine. Emotions are weird. And like, men don't like to express them. So I get it. Anyway, I tried calling and he said, "I'll call you back in 5. It's been 3 years.
Okay, the payoff was worth it because truly the entire time I was like, I hate this person so fucking much. That was very funny. Okay, I have bad right-wing comedy.
Okay.
What's the difference between dating a Republican and dating a liberal?
What?
The Republican will pay for the meal, and the liberal will pay for their sins against Christ. A conservative person walks into a bar and orders a glass of wine. A liberal person walks into a bar and orders you to respect their pronouns.
These are funny.
What's the best way to tell you're on a date with a Republican?
What?
They mentioned that they had work today. And what do you call the perfect date with a Democrat? What? Canceled.
Those are funny.
They're funny. They're funny.
They're funny jokes.
They're funny jokes.
It's fun to sometimes play into all of it, you know. Yeah. I'm voting for Trump. I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm joking. I would,
she would never.
No, I just mean like,
it's funny to have a little
play in a little bit. Play into it a little bit. Yeah. I've changed my vote.
For fun, I voted for the bad person. But it's a bit.
It was a joke.
It was a joke.
But they really took it. They really got it.
Well, this was a fun episode.
Yes.
I had a great time.
Yeah, me too, me too.
All right, everybody. Please follow us at Night Coop Podcast. My Instagram, this is Kelly Ryan.
And I am Allie Ryan.
I am. If you go to KellyRyanComedy.com for my shows, I'm going on tour with Anthony Jeselnik to Europe. So,
bonjour,
if you're European and you're wondering if I'm coming there, feel free to check it out. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. We love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye now.
Bye.